Okay, this is a total aside.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that Meryl Streep is a total copycat. Can I say that at this point?
Please do.
All right, my husband is much more interested in the whole political kerfluffle, can we call it, this year than I am. And he was listening to the DNC video of that last night on TV. Meryl Streep kept referring to grit and grace. And I was like, oh no, no, no. That is the name of our podcast, Meryl.
Hey, this is Sherry Gregory, and you're listening to Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules. Today, my delightful co-host, Amy Carroll, and I will be talking about why we say yes when we should say no, dealing with FOMO, fear of missing out, and also how to tell the difference between perfectionism and grit. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing great. A little tired still, foggy also, but I'm good. How about you?
I'm close to a book deadline and I've got a big event coming up next week and I'm surprisingly calm. It's kind of nice.
You know what? I think that sounds like progress to me. Calm in the midst of a storm. That's awesome.
I've started getting to the point where instead of telling myself, I need more time, I need more time, I need more time, I'm starting to realize that deadlines and constraints are actually a blessing. And I'm trying to tell myself I'm going to do the absolute best I can with the time I have. And rather than, you know, constantly trying to push for more and more and more time or even burning the candle at both ends, I'm just going to have to trust that it's going to be that elusive thing we keep trying for, good enough.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, talking about good enough and something that wasn't quite good enough, I want to triage last week's podcast that didn't happen.
Well, I tell you, this is life.
Well, it actually happened. We have the interview and it's in the editing process. But while you were traveling and getting ready for She Speaks, and I even messaged you on my phone and asked you, you know, when you were going to post your blog, and you told me, and then you said you could always change it if you needed to. And you know, I had one of those moments, and I hope you've had them too. And if you haven't, I'll survive, but maybe some of our listeners have, where in my brain, there was a part of me that was like, just say no now. Say no, that this probably isn't going to work out. And then out of my mouth, actually out of my fingers, because I was texting you, I was like, yes, yes, this will be fine.
Sure, no problem.
No problem. And then I had to text you back and say, oh, actually, it's not going to work out. And by then you were at She Speaks and things got too busy. And so you have a bunch of very fine listeners who clicked a link that went nowhere.
So to be fair, let's just say that I told Sherry I would take the link down, but then I got back, stumbled back to the room about 10:30 at night and completely forgot. So for those of you who clicked the link from my website and wondered where we were, totally my fault. So Sherry can't take all the blame.
Oh, no, Sherry wants to take all the blame. I mean, if I can't be the best of the best, I want to be the worst of the worst.
Okay, fine. We'll blame you.
Good, good, good. Since I'm volunteering, you might as well. And really, here's my question. Why do we do this? Why do we think to ourselves no, and then we say yes, and then we get ourselves into that position where it's too late, and then we suddenly realize, no, now I need to say no. And I know this is where some of us at least get the reputation for being flaky, and you can't count on us, and people see us on caller ID, and they're like, oh, no, it's her again, whatever. And it's like, I want to know in my own head, and I don't know if I have the perfect answer, but I have at least one, but why is it that we can't just say that no in the moment when we really probably should say it in the first place?
Well, I think there is this saying about where good intentions lead to, right?
Oh, no.
That's about it, right? But really, as perfectionists and people pleasers, this might be where the people pleasing comes in more, is that we really do want to be able to do it. And, you know, I remind myself a lot because I find myself saying the terrible thing about myself so somebody else doesn't say it first sometimes.
I do that all the time. Oh, my goodness.
And so, but what I realize is, okay, let's parse this out a little bit. So it's not all bad, right? We're not all bad. Most of us that are fall in these categories, we love people. We work hard. We wanted to be able to do well. Those are all really good things. But then it gets mixed in with that nasty old sin nature of pride and self-centeredness, all those things that we've talked about a little bit on the podcast before. I think that's when we start saying yes when we should have said no. What about you? What are some of your root issues with
this. Well, you know, this one actually I think is a fairly simple one, and it's the reason that you didn't get a flood of apologies afterwards, because my first temptation after it happened was like, I am so sorry, please don't quit the podcast with me, I'll never do it again. And goodness. I'm like, I'm almost 50, so I don't need to do the drama queen thing, and I think I know Amy well enough to know that she's not gonna like just drop me like a hot potato after one mistake.
Okay.
But I realized, thank you but I realized I still confuse saying yes to a task to saying yes to the relationship. And so I want to say yes to the connection. And so, you know, when I was saying to you, yes, I can get this out, what I was really saying is, yes, I want to continue collaborating with you. There must be that underlying fear that if there's a blip in the productivity, that it then is going to mean a blip for the relationship overall. I didn't take the time to go, hang on a second, I can say yes to our relationship as friends and co-hosts and still say this week's podcast isn't going out.
That's so awesome. Well, okay, I think it's really funny that our listeners, they get to listen to us process our friendship on the air. But here's what you can know about me is that except in my marriage, which that's another episode, but except in my marriage, I almost never blame my friends. I always blame myself. So you can, on the other side of all of this, I was having to struggle and beat down that thing that that we've been processing with failure, where I've thought, oh, I should have remembered to take that down. I told Sherry I would take that down. I had to wrestle with that. But hey, we're making progress because you didn't apologize and I didn't get caught up in a cycle of complete angst. And so, hey,
okay,
progress.
Serious party time. And you know what? I do want to apologize to you and our listeners, not in a groveling way, but I do want to acknowledge it was an inconvenience. You know,
yes.
I am sorry it happened. I'm not going to make any huge campaign promises, and I appreciate your willingness to triage it with me. I was hoping, if nothing else, if it provides a few laughs for our listeners, it'll be totally worthwhile.
Absolutely. Yes, y'all, we are saying yes to the relationship with you, so just like Sherry said.
Hey, I was wondering, while you were at She Speaks, did you see or experience anything that you think might be of interest to our listeners in terms of watching grit or grace or breaking of bad rules?
Oh, always, always. It's amazing to me that the first time I went to She Speaks was as an attendee, and I've attended 10 times since as a team member. But every year, God gives me one big takeaway. I think He knows that's all I can really handle and grasp onto. And this year, the big takeaway, Glynis Whitwer gave the opening message for pre-conference this year, and she walked out of the room, and I said, Glynis, thank you. You wrote that message just for me. It
was
me. And it was just a fabulous message. She talked about working in our sweet spot and what that looks like and how we sometimes mistake our comfort zone for our sweet spot.
Oh, no.
Oh, mercy. Oh. So I think we're going to talk a little bit more about my book later in the podcast today. But, you know, this past year, really the past 2 years with this book writing process, hardest thing I've ever done, bar none, even raising my kids has not been as hard. Biggest learning curve, biggest swings from up to down, just all of it. And I had the day before just fallen back into that trap of comparison that we can fall into. And this message was for me. And one of the things that Glynis said is that when we work inside our comfort zone, it is our chance to show where we shine. But when we work outside our comfort zone, it's God's chance to show where He shines.
Oh, wow. Oh,
that was my moment.
Yeah.
It was my moment. It was like God was saying, Amy, for 2 years I've been calling you out of your comfort zone and you are clinging with your fingernails to the edges of the comfort zone. And if you would just let go, I'll shine. I'll shine. So, big moment.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So I'm going to be processing that for the next year or two or three. Wow. I wasn't at She Speaks, and so I stayed home and threw myself multiple pity parties. And of course, the problem.
Missed you.
That's sweet of you. That's very sweet of you. The problem with pity parties, of course, is that nobody brings any gifts, and the entertainment is absolutely terrible.
Stinky.
But it did make me think about this whole. I guess it's called. I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce it right. Not that it matters, because we're not really worried about perfection here. but FOMO, fear of missing out.
Oh yeah,
and
it's a thing.
Oh my goodness. And you know, you and Kathy were like, okay, we won't post anything. I'm like, no, I've got to grow up. I've got to be able to see pictures on Facebook and not, you know, not be jealous or whatever. And I realized part of the problem for me is. Perfectionism tells me that what I need or, you know, what will really make me happy is always somewhere where I'm not, or it's something that I don't have, or it's someone who's not here with me right now. And and for me, I kind of spent the time realizing that there could be two things true at once. I was perfectly fine where I was, and you guys were having a great time where you were, and I would like to have been there with you, but it wasn't it didn't have to be either or. It wasn't like, because I'm not there, I now have to have a horrible, miserable time here at home with the people I'm with and doing what I'm doing. It's like, well, you know, what I'm doing doesn't look quite as exciting as what they're doing at She Speaks. And that whole black and white thinking, you know, either or. It's like, no, there could be several things true all at the same time here. For me, as an HSP, travel is hard. That's one of those realities I've just had right. to recognize. Time change is really hard for me. And when I saw all the Southwest nightmares happening, I was really glad I wasn't involved in those. And everybody else is really glad that I wasn't. So,
well, we did miss you, and for any of our listeners that would like to see Kathy Lipp and I dancing, you can go to Kathy Lipp's Facebook page where she makes fun of my stank face where I was dancing. But we sent a little video to Sherry.
Oh, it was very nice. It was very nice. One of the things that I did start doing while you guys were dancing your time away at She Speaks is I did finally start reading the book Grit. And I am loving it. And I have a question I want us to start playing with. One of the things that's hitting me is I think that perfectionism can masquerade as grit. I think perfectionism and grit actually have a lot in common. And the quick example I'll use is that for me, perfectionism is always saying, just try harder, just try harder, just try harder. And my limited understanding of grit thus far is that grit kind of says, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up. Those two sound an awful lot alike. What do you think might be some of the difference? And I'm not looking for a perfect answer. I want this to kind of be an ongoing dialogue. How can you tell, or what do you think might be the difference between when you're kind of in grit and when you're in perfectionism?
That's such a great question. And as you said, you know, work harder as the perfectionist. That to me is it's a fear of failure. Yeah. Whereas don't give up is being undaunted by failure. Ooh. So it's like the same coin, but opposite sides. Do you think?
I like that. I like that. Okay. So it sounds like the motivation is very, very different. And
I think so.
Fear as being the driving force of perfectionism. I like that. I love the word undaunted.
Undaunted.
That's a great word.
Can't wait to hear more about the book. That sounds fantastic.
Well, speaking of books, let's talk about yours, because you have a online book study coming up. And I want to, first of all, go on record saying I love your book. I adore your book. I loved being able to read it while you were in the process of writing it. That was a huge privilege. And you even let me argue with you a little bit about it. There was one little portion of the book where we had different experiences of the same basic thing. And so you let me give you some pushback. And I got to be one of the ones who wrote an endorsement for it. And I texted you and said, you know, I don't remember what I said, but it was a fabulous book, incredibly well written. I loved it. And I forgot that you are 3 hours ahead of me. So I probably woke you up in the middle of the night. So anyway, so I love your book, Breaking Up with Perfect. I'm really excited about the online Bible study that you're going to be doing. So tell us a little bit about it.
I'm excited too. Hey, and having Sherry, as those listeners can imagine, being part of the process was fantastic. If you don't know, she's an English teacher, so she used her red pen a little bit for me, and that was fantastic. And anytime Sherry challenges my thinking, I always come away better from that. So that was fantastic. But yeah, we're doing an online study, and you know, the writing part and the launching part and all that was so difficult for me. The thing that I'm finding great joy in is is interacting with other women around the message now and finding out, what do you think and how are you experiencing perfectionism in your life, and how especially is that affecting your relationships, and how can we, I love the community part. How can we as a community move forward together, get free from the bad stuff that we're dragging along with us so that our relationships with God and other people get better and we find more joy in those. So starting August 1st, there will be a community built on my blog and also a private Facebook page. We're going to be going through and talking about the book and interacting around the book. I'll be doing Facebook Live on Monday nights at 8 o'clock or Eastern time for those of you that are on different time zones. We'll be on the Facebook page doing that. So just lots of fun, great giveaways we've got coming up, and just I can't wait. The other thing that I'm doing that this is only this group will get this. So is that, you know, I've been talking about, I just came back from India for the third time not long ago. So every Monday, the blog post is going to be a lesson I learned in India that's tied into a lesson from the book. So I get to share my pictures and share my stories, all that stuff I've been waiting to do since April. That's when I'm going to unleash it all. And it is good, good stuff, I'm telling you. Those Christians in India, they inspire me because there's no cultural Christianity because of the persecution. So they are on fire for Jesus, and I learn things from them every time I go.
I didn't know you were going to do that in terms of sharing from your India trip. So that sounds really, really, really cool. So, and then I also need to just put a plug in here. You did an interview with Kathy for her podcast that came out this week. Oh my goodness, that has got to be one of the best interviews I have ever heard. And absolutely. You know, you absolutely killed it in so many areas, and you made Kathy cry in the right way. So that was really, really fun. We'll put the link to that interview in the show notes for this episode. And there's just so many things I loved about it. We'll make sure that we put in the show notes the links to your online Bible study. And anybody who just wants to go find it, it's at amycarroll.org, AmyCarroll.org. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Grit and Grace, Good Girls Breaking Bad Rules. Next week, we will be talking about how to make failure your friend with Kathy Lipp. But for today, grow your grit, embrace God's grace, and when you run across a bad rule, you know what to do. Go ahead and break it.